Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio, here on Block Talk Radio. It's Thursday. It's 9:01 p.m. Eastern. It's March 3rd. It's crazy that we're actually in March already. Welcome to the show. Welcome to everybody. My co-host for the day, for the night, is Barbara Reynolds. Welcome to the show, Barbara. How are you?
Thanks, Donnie. I'm fine. It's been an interesting day. Actually, it's been an interesting month so far. Nothing but wonderful things are coming my way. I hope.
Really? Okay.
That's what I'm creating.
Okay. Good question. I wanted to ask you a question before we came on the show, too, about this particular girlfriend who keeps telling me all this craziness about why she can't do a lot of things, or almost everything. And I was just getting this strong impression when I talked to her that she doesn't want to come. She doesn't want to be here. She says she does, but there's something about the fearful thing of every time I turn around, she says, it was like when I was talking to your friend and getting this thing where waiting, you know, the constant waiting. And she says she's been trying to get a U-Haul for 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay. Or the thing that bugs me the most is when she says, I'll call you back because I got to take care of something. And I say, okay, what you got to take care of? And she's like, and she just hangs up. And the reason people go, well, that doesn't sound like a bad thing to me. It's the idea of knowing somebody for a period of time, and maybe it's just me. Because I've been doing this work for so long, I pay attention to everything and all the variables that come into a person, that when they start acting out of character, I notice that. And I think that's because I always have. So a person who sits there and takes the time to say, well, I want to call you back because I got to do something here and I got to take care of stuff and I love you, I care about you, and I'll definitely call you back. And then all of a sudden you get this thing where she just spurts off somewhere. Okay? And I was like, okay, that's a lot of character. So her question to me was, why am I still stuck in Pennsylvania? And how come I can't seem to get what I want? Well, when I suggested to her that she needed to fine-tune what she was talking about, she said that it wasn't her, it was something else. So my question was to her was, how can I help somebody if they're not willing to listen to the answer? You know, they're saying, ask your angels, what's up? I said, well, Shannon, it's like this. I've asked, I've gotten the answer. I just don't know how to tell you anymore because I just don't feel like you're going to listen to it because you put so many limitations on everything. Because right now you're saying, I don't want to leave. And I don't want to leave here unless I have an apartment to go to and a vehicle. Now, the impression I got was she was supposed to acquire those things after she gets here because she already found somebody that says that she can live with them, stay with them until she gets us all taken care of. And the one thing that came to me and my my messages or intuition and abilities came to me was she's putting all these limitations on this because she's still doesn't want to make the decision to do it, so she wants to blame everything else. So, what do you think?
So, I have a question for you, Donnie.
Oh, that's cruel. Okay.
years have to go on before you accept the fact that this is not the right person for you, which you've known for a while?
Oh, you had to zing that. You had to zing that one in the end, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Is this because I didn't tell you about changing the time of the show? You had to zing me like that? But
yep, that's it.
Really? Payback and a zing. Why don't you just send me some zingers? I don't like those. You know, that's a good question. I mean, I've had, I've talked to you, I was talking to my friend Amy, and she just thought, this is my friend Amy. I have two friends that are Amy, so, not Amy Eros, who actually does psychics, Cupid Psychic Game. This is my other friend Amy, who lives in New Hampshire, I think. She told me she felt like it was one of those things that could persist, that could go, and it seemed like it might work itself out. You know, I sat there and said the same thing, too. I could, when I looked at it, I saw it, and I've had a couple people who did the same thing. When we first saw this thing, it looked like it had a lot of longevity with it. It looked like a really strong possibility of things that could be really working themselves out. But I'm thinking what we saw at that moment was a person who had their mind wide open to what all the possibilities. And now, the closer it gets to that this might happen, the more she starts closing her mind. So that was my thing.
Okay, that brought up another question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Why are you so desperate that you're hanging on to this?
Okay. Now, where did this question come from?
Actually, it came from Archangel Michael, but he doesn't want to be mentioned.
Well, I think you kind of killed that one, didn't you?
Okay, he's already forgiven me.
Well, of course he did, because he knows me. He knows the whole situation. We work together all the time anyway, and I think it's almost like I really get a strong impression right now that he says I haven't worked with him enough. Or should we say, listen. Is that what you want to hear?
He does like it when you listen.
Huh?
He does like it when you listen.
Okay, so basically when the situation, I'm trying to sit there and say, can I just get an answer? So basically, I need to sever this now. I just sit there and told her that she doesn't want this. I just don't feel like she really wants this.
But we're not talking about her. We're talking about you.
Okay, fine. Talk about me. Talk about pop music. Okay. I have no idea why I wrote that. Hello, Amy now. I don't know why I wrote that. Why
okay.
Am I? Okay, you're right. Well, I mean, it's like one of those things of why latch onto somebody and refuse to let them go. I don't know. I do know. But it's one of those things of going, okay, this has been when it's good, I guess it's really good. And then I hear this voice saying, but when has it really been good? I'm not saying it hasn't been. They're saying, okay, when has it been good? And then take a look at the situation of how many times it's been bad. Or, I don't know. She does seem to really control the issue, so. It's kind of freaky sometimes to see the talker, because we'll go through these situations where I'm the teacher. I teach her a lot of things and that kind of stuff. And you feel like, you know you're in that mode, right? And then
uh-huh.
2 days later, she turns it around. Okay? And it's like, listen, I mean, it's almost like hearing myself. But at the same time, I didn't feel like she really learned anything. She just learned how to manipulate it and turn it around to use in her favor. You understand what
but
I'm saying?
But you can't control what she learns. You can't.
No, I'm not
you
saying
you have
that.
No control over her.
No, I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying from the observations of her. I'm not trying to change her at all. I'm just saying it's amazing how she does that. And my feelings, when she comes back and tells me the same thing I've told her, I'm doing it because she's asking me a question. Okay? And I'm telling her what I'm picking up on. But she turns it around and uses almost the same thing that I said to her. But how would you put this? Put you like this. I feel like she meditates and she does the work, but she just does the mechanics. And you're right. I'm not trying to, I don't want her to learn anything. I'm just saying, I'm kind of astonished that maybe that was the whole thing. I really had high hopes that she would take the information not to really, right, you know, intensely go out and teach somebody. It was just all for her. And
okay, well, they're saying that this is another example of how you make what you're doing about helping someone else, and you don't allow yourself to gain the benefits that you are supposed to gain from this whole experience, because you're so focused on her and what she's learning and what she needs to know and what she needs to do, and you're not looking at you.
Okay. I'm looking now. So, well, welcome to the show. If you just tuned in, no, this is not Young and the Restless. This is actually the Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio Show, and tonight we're talking about healing. This is actually part three in the healing process. We talked about healing. The first day was angels and energy, which basically was touching on how to connect with your angels and feeling the energy there, and also with the just psychics, and actually the conversation with the psychics. You know, psychic ability, that kind of stuff, people's different ways of techniques and that kind of stuff. If I'm not mistaken, Amy was here, Amy Eros, and we had a nice discussion about that, and she stayed for a little bit, and she did a couple readings, and then she was out. That was fantastic. She just pops in, and then I was on her show Tuesday night. And that was interesting. We got a lot of feedback and people talking about how we work together. They said they work really well together, and there's all these compliments in there. The only thing we had problems with was at the end of the show, everybody started throwing all these Bible verses out. And she's like, well, I don't really, you know, it's the idea of being a Christian per se and that kind of stuff. And I was sitting there talking to her about that myself, and I said, you know, I take a lot of information from the Bible too, but I look at it as a teaching text, which I feel like what it is, to teach one about life and certain things, you know, certain answers. So it's not like a, it's not like how it's distributed. It's distributed to the world in masses. This is the Bible. This is the Word. And basically, it's an individual text, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Each individual gets what they need out of that Bible. Okay? And everybody keeps saying on the masses, you know, this is what it means to everybody, and this is the way it should mean to everybody. And I just don't feel like it was written that way. It's a spiritual context, okay? If it was written spiritually, then basically, as everything in his life happens, change and, you know, change in, change and progression. Everything keeps going forward. It keeps changing and forward. But, you know, nothing can really go forward unless you're willing to change. So in the process of changing, you're taking those steps. I was talking about with her, if you look at the ideal of Jesus' life, was basically, if you could sum it up by saying, you asked, you know, you asked for it, it manifested, and in the process, you had a great example of what a manifestation does for people's lives. It's like a new birth, being reborn, because you just changed your life, and now you feel like you're going in the right direction. And Jesus, in a big way, did the same thing. A lot of people sit there and say he came back to save the world. Well, I think in a way he did, but not in the sense of people saying he took it all upon himself. He did take it upon himself to basically get the word, but it's still so much bigger than that, because it's like a show. We do readings on the show, we talk to people, but in the process of doing a reading with one person, you probably touch 10 listeners out there. Okay? So the message in itself touches people in many ways. And the same thing with Jesus did, but everybody wants to use this picture, this imagery all the time, crosses and Jesus. And I always see people with Jesus in always in pain and agony and in a transition, which if you look at the world in some sense of the word, I feel like that's why they focus on it, because pretty much they're all in the same kind of mode. They're all in this transition of trying to figure out where to go. When it's so simple, Jesus, if you look at Jesus' life, we're talking about psychics. Here's a man who came to this planet and knew exactly what his path was. What they're saying is, an example of that, and we all know why we came here for. A lot of us are just not willing to admit it when we get here, because we realize when we're on this earthly plane that some of the things we're going to go through are going to hurt. I mean, when you're in spiritual form, it's like, hey, it's okay. It's cool. I'm sitting there, I wasn't trying to make fun of Jesus. I'm sitting there looking at the situation and going, okay. You know, he prayed to God a couple times and asking God, is there another way of doing this? Was he having doubt in the whole thing? I don't think so. I think he was just asking, is there a better way to do this? Because I'm about ready to go get my butt beat to the inch of my life. That's going to hurt. And I feel like in some sense of the world, if you look at people's lives, that's why they're scared to death. To take those leaps of faith to actually live the life that they've already pretty much put together before they got here. The things they're going to learn. In the process of facing those things you're going to learn, there's a lot of pain in that. But if you look at Jesus' life, he went through a lot of pain. You know, it was almost like an endurance test. How much can you deal with? And he dealt with a lot. He dealt with everything he needed to deal with to get where he wanted to be at, which is to prove to the world that there is life after death. So therefore, there's also the same thing with your life. There is life after death, but you need to let go of your past life in order to have that brand new life, that reborn, that reawakening. I call it reawakening in some sense of the word. But that's why I look at it.
Well, Donnie, I keep getting a message while you're talking. Okay.
Yes.
And this was basically what Jesus was wanting everyone to know. He came into this world to show us the possibilities that are there for each and every one of us, because there was nothing that he did that any of us cannot do, because we are all equal. His life was not about this physical experience. He did not suffer and do all of that stuff that we imagine that he did, because he knew that he was more than just a physical body, just as each and every one of us is more than just a physical body. And once we accept that and tap into that Christ consciousness within us, or that God self or the higher self or whatever name you want to use, then you allow your life to expand and evolve, and you allow yourself to be more than what you have been taught that you are capable of being.
Yeah, so in the book, you look at the book too, you know, Jesus, he died on the cross, and then he rose from the dead, which means that's showing you that you are more than that human body. I'm just saying, did
exactly,
he like my
analogy? Because he never actually died.
Did he like my analogy? Well, I look at his manifestation. Don't focus on the birth of your manifestation. Just ask for what you want. And then don't focus on the death either, which just means the transition. Focus on the outcome, which is what you want, which is a new life. And I was like, that all came from the Bible, guys. So you can sit there and say what you want to, but I think if you're going to denounce it, look at it for what it is. Like I've told people before, I can look in the Bible and go, okay, man wrote this or man manipulated this part. But there's other parts in there. If you look at them very clearly, come off very strongly. But you don't have to sit there and question it. You know exactly what it's about. That's why I'm saying it's an individual context. Because there's things in there that will probably hit you in a different way if you're really focusing on more human side or the physical side. And there's parts in there that if you focus more on the spiritual side, it'll be okay. Okay? Because seriously, now think about this, Barbara. When you sit and look at the physical side, that's the people who think about thou shalt not steal. They think about their car. They think about their house. They think about their wife. When if you think on the spiritual side of it, you're thinking about more spiritual things that can be taken away from you. It's like we were talking about the government and when I do my morning show. And I was saying, you know something? If you sit and look at the situation, what they're trying to keep from us, I said this the other day. I said the reason we're looking for these missing pieces is because those missing pieces that we feel like we need to look for is just finding little bits and pieces of us, which actually help us to evolve in our spiritual selves. So that's why I was saying find the missing spiritual link is the ideal of finding those pieces. And people have a tendency to really take those away from you, or they try to. If you really look for them, like I've always said before, you know, if you start looking on the outside what these people are trying to do, that's what I feel like they're doing. And if you're focusing on that, you're focusing on spiritual. People go, like, how can I be focused on spiritual if I'm thinking the government's taking stuff from me? Well, you found a source. What you're going to do, if you keep tracing that source, you're going to trace it back to you. That's what I call spiritual. When you do the physical thing, all you keep focusing on and taking your back to is your car, your house. You know, if you want those things back, guys, go get a country song, play it backwards. But, you know, if you don't, but if you want to do it yourself, then realize that that's why sometimes I have a hard time with country. They're all basically me, it's like whining to music, you know, or it's either whining or it's a party, you know. I do like, no, don't get me wrong, there are some songs, I have to admit that I do like country in some sense. There are some really good songs, but not blasting at all, guys. You know how it works. We all have our opinions about this, that, and the other, so therefore, I'm just expressing mine. So if you want one of yours, call in here and tell us what you think. Number 646-721-9031. I'd love to hear your side of the story. Well, what do you think about the situation? Because I thought it was amazing, just by looking at one passage in the Bible, you can learn so much about life, manifestation, about yourself, that you don't really need to look through the whole Bible. And it also makes me wonder why I go to church, that they keep focusing on these certain things. Every time I go to church, it's like a soap opera. You ever seen soap operas, Barbara? Where if you watch it for a period of time, say you didn't watch it for 3 years, and then you start watching again, nothing's changed. It's the same stuff over and over again. Oh, look, Jack is still messing with Jill. And then you go, okay, I thought that was like 3 years ago, and no, it's been a complete circle backwards, and now Jack and Jill have 3 kids they don't know about. They've given up for, you know. You just go on and on. You're like, oh, my gosh. But what I'm saying is when I go to church, and I've seen this, too, on television. It was funny. They have a commercial, okay, that says, go to church. And what it does, it shows you getting married, and then it shows your funeral, right? And then it goes, go to church more than twice in your life. I said, oh, the churches must be looking for more people to come to them. I feel like if you have to advertise, then there's something you're not doing right. If you are a true sense of the word of a spiritual place to go, and there, you want a communion and that kind of stuff, you should be a magnet to people, I think, you know? And for some reason, you're not. So you should ask yourself a question, too. What is up with that? I'm losing my voice, man. I think we're right in the verge of going from winter to spring. I always have this transition through my freaking body. It's almost like a freaking caterpillar going through a transformation. Yes, I got stuck into a transmission. Anyway, the one thing I was talking about yesterday was I wanted to really go over a little bit more. I'm trying to find it now. We actually went over the Super Beings book even more in depth and went over a lot of things with that whole situation. You got to get free of me, guys. I'm trying to find stuff here. My mom's been painting, I guess you could say, my apartment. And in the process of doing that, everything's in disarray. Where did everything go? I don't know. I had to do something because I got everything painted and everything done. And then she came back in here and she's like, There's like a centimeter of paint in here, like a millimeter of paint in here. She had to take every drop of that paint and use that, or she thought it was wasting.
Uh-huh.
I was about ready to go nuts. I was sitting there going, what do you mean? So I had already taken all the throw cloths off that we used to paint the ceiling, and I put them up. Well, she came back and started painting and started dropping globs of paint. I had to change my mattress. I mean, not my mattress. Had to change my sheets and everything. And then she started getting close to my computer. I was like, you know, I stopped painting for a reason. And she was just freaking out. Does anybody know a Jerome Sanders?
Huh?
Does anybody know a Jerome Sanders?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, maybe. Okay, I was just gonna say it. They called in, and they want on the air. Just push one, and I'll bring you on the air. If not, I'll just leave you there, and we will be doing readings in the last part of the show, and actually throughout our conversation. And so, if you want to call in and get a reading right now, the number here is 646-721-9031. Also, if you notice in the chat room, I have put my information, which I guess I have to do it again. I have, excuse me, donate to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and support my show fund. Help me to get home. Help me to keep my shows going and keep the same format. I like giving a lot back, and it's one of those things. I don't have to describe it. It's just the ideal. You know, just help out. If you want to help out, great. I appreciate every donation. And for every donation of $5 or more, you will receive a 5-card angel reading. So I'll thank you in advance. And there you go. If you want to get private readings for people who call the show, for a 60-minute session, it's $65. For a 30-minute session, it's $45. For a 15-minute session, it's $30. If you want to call during the show, and basically what you do is you, on my voicemail or on my email, just leave information that you have called during the show and that you want to book a reading after the show. Okay? If you do that, for a 60-minute session at $65, I'll knock off an additional 10%. All right? And if you want to take advantage of that, the number is 937-838-6337. The number again is 937-838-6337. I also do life coaching, relationship counseling. I also work with families who have gifted children. For some reason, I'm very talented with children, of working with them, their gifts, and helping them to open up, and, you know, the whole thing. So if you're a parent who's in frustration because you don't know how to deal with it, or just want some extra help on how to, what direction to proceed in, give me a call. I work with that. Right now I have some really good sessions going on with the life coaching and those kind of sessions, where it's a 90-minute session. It's usually $175. But for right now, if you call the show, it'll be $125. And I usually tell people that it usually takes about three sessions, at least three sessions. So if you book those three sessions in advance, it will only be $333, which is actually a percentage off, because it's the normal price for, even with the $125 per session, it's $375. So I'm knocking it down to $333, which is actually a very good number, Barbara. It's actually the number in my angel book, which actually goes toward acknowledging that there are ascended masters working with you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to take advantage of that, give me a call at 937-838-6337. If you want to advertise on the show, I recommend that you go and find out how much it would cost to advertise on a show like this. Give me a call, and I'll cut it in half. Also, if you want to sponsor this show, call me to sit down, have some coffee, and talk about it. All right. And if you want to contact me through my website, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. I also have gift certificates and blocks of time available. So contact me with that. I'll give you the information on that too as well. And some additional specials, I would say. So give me a call. Okay. And what was I going to say? I got. Okay. Anyway, I was just going to look at the situation. We now have an hour and 31 minutes. So if you want to call in and get a reading right now, feel free to do so. 646-721-9031 is the number to call in. So give us a call. I'm losing my voice. Why? I'm just so frustrated. That's what it is. With the situation in hand, we were talking about healing. Now, the thing I wanted to do today was go over everybody and get you familiar with what is energy and the process of healing. Because one can heal oneself. Now, using the process of healing, it depends how focused you are, but a lot of people actually use both hands. We were talking about the other day about focusing and grounding. Grounding is very good because, see, the ideal of being physical and being spiritual at the same time, to get balance, there has to be a grounding, because you are on the third-dimensional plane. So you have, you know, the idea of grounding is the best thing you can do. And the reason I recommend that so highly, because I know for a fact when I do extra grounding, my messages and the information I pick up from my angels and guides and just doing this kind of work seems to be so easy because I'm grounded. I can get the messages come to me so clearly. I mean, look at anything, radios. I mean, the reason we ground electrical equipment is to basically generate the energy field to go where it needs to go. where it won't spread off anywhere else, because if it's not grounded, it goes into, what, four or five different directions, and people get shocked, and you get static electricity, that kind of stuff. So the idea of grounding it is focusing that stream of energy or electricity to go in the direction it's supposed to go. So it all works together. So it's the idea of working on grounding. I always recommend, if you have a situation where you feel kind of flighty, to really, to really go over the situation. Excuse me, guys. For some reason, we have a family of frogs in my throat. I recommend that you. There's a book called Quantum Healing. I cannot remember the author. I was actually going to look that up today, but my mom had me painting. My mom projects are like, it only takes us 20 minutes to paint the ceiling. Always turns out to be a day. And I keep telling her over and over again, I said, you know how come painters take 8 hours to paint? And she goes, why? Because that's what they do. But I don't. So I can't make it an all-day project. So that's the difference, guys. Think about that. So in the course of an 8-hour day, that's what I do my work at this computer and stuff. And I've already heard these messages to Barbara from the angels about writing this book. And there's a place called wiziq.com that I'm actually trying to put classes together right now, where I can actually do internet classes with individuals. I'm teaching just the same thing I do on this show, but it's a different format where it's like, it's one of those things that's still in the baby steps, you know, of putting it together. I was sitting there, I had all these ideas. I sit in front of the computer, and it said put 5 courses together. And all of a sudden, I was like, so I was like, what the heck? So I'm still kind of do the whole thing. I'm still kind of work things out. But you can teach people, at 90, I think it's 50 people at a time. I think there's actually a couple of packages you can actually teach 95 people at a time. But you can also teach people one-on-one, which is something I love doing anyway, because it seems like the reason I call my reading sessions is because that's what I feel like it is more than anything else. It's a teaching thing. But I want you to sit here, and I want you to sit there and go over the thing, guys, and focus on the energy. If you get that book, Quantum Healing, maybe you punch it up on Amazon.com, it might come up, because I've actually had that book a couple of times. And it talks about the 22 chakras that line up, not just the 7 or the 9, but it talks about 12 to 22. And there's actually a chakra below your feet. There's chakras behind your knees. There's your root chakra that we all know about. If you work on those 3 exclusively, then you'll see what I'm talking about. It's very intense. And the more you ground, the more you work on it. I mean, you know, a lot of times it's best to do those things. Just put yourself in the situation of not really forcing yourself, but going through the moves and going through, you know, tell yourself, I'm going to go through this to see what it feels like, the experience. Experience it. Because I know when I first started doing chakra clearings, it was a totally different situation, but it sure opened up my senses even more than what they were in the first place. But after I did that, I also knew which ones were unbalanced. That's the whole point. And then I started noticing that I did do a lot more grounding techniques, where I would do my chakra clearings and I would go back and work on those. It wasn't until I got that book on quantum healing that I realized that there were other chakras to work with that have a lot to do with grounding too, which is the chakra below your feet and the chakra behind your knees. And when you look at all of them, like I said before, look at those chakras, like take a picture of the back of your leg and then kind of take the little sucker and kind of like put it together and draw, take a pencil and draw the line to each one of those things. You'll see it's kind of like the angle itself. It almost gives you an impression. It looks like the kneecap. And if you look at your knee and your leg and that kind of stuff, there's not a lot there, but there's a lot of tendons and stuff. But it seems like when that kneecap is balanced, is in the right position, you have a lot of strength in your knees. When it's not, it takes a lot of strength away from you, so you don't feel so grounded. I've always been, basically with my guidance, a lot of people I've been working with have been guiding me to look at that. And I think the reason they were getting me to look at that was because the idea, not just help these people learn to ground themselves, but also I needed to do an additional grounding of my own. Boy, I don't know why that was so hard to say, but I usually say when you're having a tough time saying something, that's usually a yes, that you do need to work on that. Because once you're confident with it, then it usually just flows out your mouth. So, and we were talking the other day about, like I said, I love this one. I keep, every time I sit here and think about doing this and working on this show, I always keep pulled back to this one part in this book where it talks about, while the fact that while we are not all of God, God is all of us, including the mind of decision and choice and the principle of creative power. To me, it's a powerful statement. And the reason I've been working so much on doing at least, we did these last three shows, and probably will be the last shows we do on healing, is because in the process of healing, I've seen a lot of manifestations happen. And then we have this thing here with Ralph Waldo Emerson, who talks about the way to mend the bad world is to create the right world. So it's the idea of healing brings us back to the realization of what caused the pain in the first place. So therefore, we're able to see past the illusion and let it go. But also, if you look at the idea of manifesting things, you're manifesting a healing in your body. So therefore, you can have the other manifestation you're looking for is a healthy, balanced body. So that was kind of interesting in itself. So I was kind of going over that. And it also says in this one part here, it says Emerson again said that the only sin is limitation, and we are the builders of our fortunes. So be prepared to enter into a new experience of recognizing and using your extraordinary powers, forgiving your limitations, and of building a life filled with good fortune. Okay? I hope that makes sense to you guys, because basically what he's saying is, basically when we are hurting, and we're looking for a heal, the realization is to realize that in some sense of the word, you think you're limited. That's a limitation in your life. Because you probably hung on to a situation for so long because you were scared of the lack of not having another one. So it says forgive yourself. That's a sin. So we're looking at limitations and the ideal thou shalt not steal. You can steal from yourself because you're not allowing yourself to be. So you're being selfish. Sticking and just, you know, like we said before, we're not saying you should get rid of the ego, but you shouldn't let the ego run your whole life. That's what gets you in trouble. You got to balance between the two, okay? The ego, I guess you would say, is a part of groundingness too. And then meditation is the idea of connecting the two. But, and it also says we are the builders of our fortunes. Our fortunes of love, money, career, success, whatever it is, that you are the builder of that. So, in the process of getting reacquainted with yourself and realizing how powerful you are, be prepared to enter into a new experience of recognizing and using your extraordinary powers, forgiving your limitations, which means look at the situation and go, hey, you know something? I screwed up. I just realized right now that the reason that didn't work out was because there's something better for me. Now, see, what you're doing is you're basically forgiving yourself. You're focusing your energy on your manifestation, what you really do want, instead of focusing the energy on the lack of, which is all you were doing. You were getting more of that. So, and of building a life filled with good fortune. Good fortune doesn't mean money. Good fortune means good opportunities to have exactly what you want. A good opportunity to meet the right person, a good opportunity to have the career that you want, good opportunities to have the money that you want, and I'm sure the list goes on forever. It was up to that, because we did. Okay, look at the idea of looking at the situation of even thinking about limitations. If you think about past lives, the reason you should really think about that and really do some research on past lives, because it's showing you that you as a spirit has continued on forever. You have never died. You have just gone through one incarnation after another. So you've gone from body to body. But see, you as a spiritual being have not died. Energy does not die. It just takes on a different form. So see, as you pass through your life experiences, you just change your energy from body to body. So that's kind of, to me, that's kind of exciting, isn't it? That you have that much power to go from lifetime to lifetime because you want to. So why don't you sit there and do the same thing with your life now of the idea I want to manifest exactly what I want, who I want to be, and what I want to do. You know, it's like we had a guy on the show yesterday. What's his name? Baseda. He was talking about sometimes when you have your affirmation, it's the idea of fine-tuning your affirmation. These are the things that help you direct that energy to where you want it to go. So I was saying money comes easily and frequently. He goes, that's a good affirmation, except for one thing. I said, what's that? He said, you haven't really told him where to go. Where do you want that money to go? You just say money comes easily and frequently. That's basically saying money comes easily and frequently for everybody. So he said, you need to change that. I said, okay, I need to change it. To what? He said, simple. Money comes easily and frequently to me. I was like, how come I didn't see that? You know, that was funny. So money comes easily and frequently to me, or whatever it is. You know, loving relationships come to me easily and frequently. Or what is it? Loving relationships come easily and frequently to me. And it was kind of simple, you know, and I believe too, the more simple or simplistic that you make an affirmation, the more powerful it is, not the longer of it is, you know. I feel like when you have these long affirmations, it kind of takes, you know, that energy is kind of stretched out a lot, so therefore it kind of loses its power. But when you sit there and just kind of say, I love, that's powerful. Or yes, when people ask you things, you know. How much, you know, do you make $400 a week? Yes, I do. Doesn't matter if you do or don't at that moment, but I guarantee if you keep saying yes to it, you will be. And it's just like a preview to saying yes now, because you're going to be saying yes later. So energy in itself, where's our time? Okay, we kind of briefly went over this yesterday. You take a lucid situation of understanding what chakras are. The idea of taking it and realize what chakras is take your hands, put one palm up and one palm down. Now sit there and close them real fast. Close and open real fast, about 20 times. Okay? Now take your hands and reverse them and do the same thing 20 times. After you get done with that, take your hands and put them together. Can you feel that energy? Those are your hand chakras. But it's still energy. I mean, what are chakras? Chakras are actually, I think the word actually means rings of energy. So we sit here and look at the situation like that. So now we get the idea what energy is. That's all through the whole body. So if you take that, how do you get that to come in there? Well, there are certain techniques you can use. There's one technique that I did well, where it was like bringing energy in through the crown chakra, golden energy through the crown chakra, and then bringing in green energy up through your feet from the earth, and watching them two go up. One goes down, comes out where your feet are, and then the green energy comes out where your crown chakra is. One goes right, one goes left, surrounding the whole body. And then you continuously keep this energy going until you can work with it for a while to bring the golden energy and the green energy together, working simultaneously. Running it through your chakras, cleansing your aura. If you want to do something simple, a simple one is a good one where I just tell people to sit down, ground yourself. That's a good way to ground yourself, is a technique someone told me where you just sit down and take your feet. Imagine your feet growing roots into the ground. Rooting yourself, you know, very grounding. I've actually taken it a little bit further than that, where I actually root myself to every tree in the world, which grounds me. It's very good grounding to everyone and everything. I also do that until I can see a golden energy that basically covers the whole earth, which means I've actually connected with everybody. And if you're in the process of being successful in any business or any service, what you want to do is be really connected to everybody else, so therefore you can attract clients to you. And we're not just talking about any clients, and if you want to do that, I want to attract everybody, but you can also specify. If you have certain prices that you want to charge, there's nothing wrong with attracting those people to you as well. I've done it myself. You know, thank you, God and angels, this week for the 22 private readings I did, and for being blessed with $2,400 by the end of the week. That's a very positive one, because it specifies that's exactly what I want for this week. Next week it'll probably change. tune in tomorrow. You know, but I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with getting detailed. The more detailed I feel like you get, the ideal, the universe knows exactly what you want, so therefore there's no confusion, and the blueprint's very clear, so therefore it comes very quickly. It's just the ideal of going from that point of laying down your resistance to accept it. And I've had a lot of people, and I say this a lot, guys, if you have somebody walk up to you tomorrow, you're having these financial problems and all this situation is going on, and someone walks up to you tomorrow and goes, here's a check for $25,000. Don't you dare say, I can't accept it, because I don't accept charity. Something you did, consciously or subconsciously, brought that manifestation around, and it was brought to you for a reason, because it's for you. So when I say let down the resistance is not to make an excuse why you can't have it, because it came to you for a reason. So therefore, you do deserve it. So take yourself and put yourself in that state of mind. I do deserve. Like we were, and the reason I went over that one part in the book too, Barbara, was the idea what it says in this outline. Okay. In the outline, okay. it talks about making a definite decision to accept the manifestation of your desire. Right here, what do you desire in life? You must focus your thoughts on what you really want. Not what you're willing to accept, but what you really want. You must make a definite decision to accept the fulfillment of your desires. Now, people say, well, of course I'm going to take, why wouldn't I not accept the full, you know, to accept the fulfillment of my desires? What you don't understand is the guy who just sat there and said, I won't take the $25,000 because I don't accept charity, is making an excuse why he doesn't want it. I don't want to change my life. Now, 2 days ago, 2 days before that, he was saying, if I only had $25,000, I could do so much with that. And then 2 days later, it manifested. But then he came up with this little scheme of saying charity because he felt like he needed to do it. It's like we all need to learn how to accept. You know, if everybody in this world, think about this, guys, if everybody in this world just gave, somebody would have to receive something. Okay? Mm-hmm. If every person in this world gave to their brother, you would have to learn how to accept it. So I can just hear him out there thinking, going, huh, I never thought about that. Exactly. Okay? So the... It's the same thing with balancing out your body when we talk about the physical and the spiritual. You know, you have to nurture your physical as much as you do your spiritual. And when once broken down, the giving part has a tendency to break down the balance. So if you're constantly focusing on spiritual, then that could also work against you because you're not nurturing the physical body. They work hand in hand. We all talk about balance. I mean, we could look at the situation of good and evil, positive and negative, but when they work together, you accomplish so much. So therefore, if you're not accomplishing certain things, or certain, I mean, just look at the ideal. I try to tell so many people that if you're having problems in your life right now, and the outer world doesn't reflect what you want it to be, then it has to start with you, of going inwards and finding out, okay, what's going on. Even in the book here, it talks about your desires cannot be fulfilled in the outer world of experience and form unless you have the consciousness or the mental equivalent for them. So see, when we're talking about energy, trying to get you guys familiar with energy is the ideal that once you understand what it's all about, it's like the idea of healing. We were talking about this yesterday. If you really want to learn how to heal, because we had a lady in the chat room yesterday who was talking about every time she tries to heal certain things of her body, she has a hard time with it. So I suggested to her what you need to do is go get you an encyclopedia. Now, there's certain encyclopedias in the back of the anatomy book. What it does, it's got 3 or 4 pages of plastic pages that have different layers of the body. So you have the skin, the muscles, the bone, that kind of stuff. And what I recommend that you do is get that book and look at that, how that unfolds. Okay? So if you're trying to focus on a part of your body that you're trying to heal, you're using your imagination because you can't get to a point where you can use your psychic abilities like X-ray to see those certain parts of your body. But it doesn't hurt to have some information in your mind of what that is. So the idea of studying these anatomy charts is the ideal. Even with the pages, the way they're all designed, you can do the same thing when you're focusing. You can focus on stripping off the skin, and getting down to the root of that thing, that you're, the part of your body that you're trying to heal, by using the mental equivalency, which is the picture, which is the same thing when you're trying to manifest other things too, of finding some other way of getting that picture in your mind. Even if it's like you want to buy a new brand car, go look at cars. Go test drive a car. Get your hands on it. Feel it. Feel the steering wheel. Feel the leather on the seats. Whatever you got to do. And then you have that in your mind. So then it's not such an impossibility. You've changed what you thought you couldn't do with images of the thing that you want. So you change the whole aspect. But see, in the process of doing that, all you're doing is learning how to balance out, how to focus energy in the direction that you want it to go into. Because now you're no longer focusing on the lack of, you're focusing on how to replace it. Or maybe not replace it, but you're focusing on exactly what you do want, which will replace that empty space that you want. But you don't want to focus on the empty space, you want to focus on the car. How can you manifest that car? It's to realize that you are not a solid substance. That car is not a solid substance. So you can draw that into your experience. And also on the other aspect of situations of understanding energy is also to understand if you don't manifest that car, when we say fine-tune your manifestation, it's the idea of, are you trying to get that Mercedes-Benz because your neighbor has that Mercedes-Benz and you're trying to keep up with the Joneses? Or is it something that you really want that you think will actually be for your best good? Okay, guys, did you say that? Did you hear what I said? If it's for your best good. Because I'm not saying you shouldn't have that Mercedes-Benz, but if you're focusing on the Mercedes-Benz to impress your neighbors, it's not for your best good. And more likely it's going to become, if you do manifest it, because I've seen this happen a lot of times too, where people do manifest these things, but they're learning lessons to show one person that in the process of getting that whole thing, it could actually bring on more burden than you want. Or maybe the ideal fine-tuning it is the ideal of telling yourself, I can have any car that I want as long as I understand that I do deserve that, and to get the car that you really want, not what Jack says, because Jack has a Mercedes-Benz or Jack has a... All right, it's good time. So everybody grab their partner. Dun, 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 dun. Ah, okay, I feel like, that's kind of crazy. okay, guys. So you understand the equivalence. The equivalence means you have to have that in your mind, and there's nothing in your mind, and your subconscious mind is telling you that you don't deserve it. But when we talk about healing and correcting that whole thing, if you have a problem manifesting something, first go inwards and make sure that you are not holding on to past experiences of hurt and pain that might be blocking you. In my own experiences of a drowning accident that I had, it seemed like there was certain guilt and things I was still hanging on to with that situation that were actually blocking me financially and successfully. Because I felt like since that guilt was still hanging in there, it was telling me that I didn't deserve it. So therefore, I was having a tough time getting it because what my mouth was saying, I wanted it, my subconscious mind was still counteracting that because of the thoughts that were still there. So what it needed to do was take it back. And I recommend any kind of plan that you can take, do it for 40 days. It takes about 40 days to clear out old thoughts and replace them with new ones. By using new ones. There's a really good book out there called the Abundance Book. And basically there's a plan in there. It's called the 40-Day Prosperity Plan. And what it does, it takes you through day by day. It gives you a statement to read over and over to help you do just that. It also, it's a very good book on giving you certain techniques. Now, when I said there's techniques, there's affirmations, there's all kinds of stuff. But reading the books is not going to get you anywhere if you don't take the next steps and do the actions. You know, here it says, this is a great way to meditate. Well, then meditate. Take it to the next step. Focus on that. As you're focusing on the whole thing, when we're talking about energy, we're talking about what do you feel in the process of meditations. Do you feel that your energy level going up? It's your frequency going up. What you've been focusing on is peace of mind. Don't be surprised if you don't start attracting people in the same kind of nature too as well. That means that you are definitely attracting something because the outer world, by working on the inside, is changing. That gives you a good example right there that you are going forward. You know, when people say, what can I do to change my life? well, ask yourself the same question. What can I do? What can I do? So, you know, I was talking with you the other day too, Barbara, when you look at the Bible, it talks about God says, I am, his name is I am of the I am. Repeat that one again. I am of the I am. I am of the I am. If you say that to yourself over and over again, the one thing I keep picking up on is, I am part of the I am. We are connected. We are one and the same. I am of the I am. We are one and the same. We are one and the same. So therefore, it's actually a co-creation with God. And you're right. Jesus came back to remind us of who we are. Who he was in the beginning was God and God in manifestation. God thought it. It happened. So you can do the same. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do, guys? Come on. Well, I can't hear you guys. What are you going to do out there? Are you going to manifest the life that you want, or are you going to keep making excuses and say, okay, I don't know what's going on, man. Things still suck, but it can't be me. Well, the last part of that statement's true. It is you. So, and as we was talking, so you said, I'm just saying, guys, sit down and meditate. The meditation I was going to say was, you sit down, you ground yourself, pick a grounding technique or meditation of your own. And something, I mean, just something simple to ground yourself. And then put your head down. Focus on the space right behind your heart. And say to yourself, as you're focusing on that part, and then use your imagination. A lot of people already see this. It depends what level of spirituality or what, you know, it depends on what level you're at. A lot of people have a tendency to do things a bit differently. But focus, use your imagination, and focus and see a blue pilot light behind your heart. That is your God essence. Focusing on the God essence, say to yourself, I love, I love, I love. Now this is a good technique for balancing your, this is great for balancing. You're balancing the thing between the physical and the spiritual. And a lot of people, what they do when they start saying, I love, I love, I love, they'll hear two voices. Now, that's the physical and the spiritual. What you're trying to say is, the way the technique works is you keep saying, I love, until they become one. And there's another technique you can do the same thing when you can say, I am, I am, I am. Okay? But in one aspect, if you say, I love, I love, I love, you know, you're focusing on the God essence, so you're saying, I love myself. In the process of loving yourself, you also get to a point where you can't, I mean, I've got there myself, where it's like, okay, you love God, love yourself, love God, because you are basically the same in one. So you're reconnecting or reacquainting yourself with the connection you've always had, and now you're opening up to the possibilities of whatever can happen. Now, since you focus the energy on that whole thing and focus on your third eye, now expand that pilot light to where it's bigger than your body. Use it by using that expansion and that energy and focusing it with your third eye. You should be able to get to a point where you can actually see your chakras and your aura. It's almost like the pilot light itself illuminates the whole thing. So you can actually see the blockages yourself in your aura and your chakras. And people don't realize it's your chakras. If you have energy of any kind of form, you usually have like chakras within chakras. Okay? So what you want to do is you want to work on your chakras and balance them and cleanse them and recharge them. But at the same time, try to go as far as you can with your imagination to go deep within those chakras. Now, chakras are energy. But when you have the chakras aligned and balanced and recharged, and your aura is clear too, because also with your aura, which is like the extension of the spirit of your soul, which protects itself. It's almost like the soul creates a force field around the human self to protect itself. So therefore, you can understand why they are both important. Why would we have such a mechanism in our body that we can actually project a force field around ourselves, which is called the aura, to protect the human body as well, if they wasn't both important to work together. Okay? So take that whole thing. We're working, balancing it all out, which I think has a lot to do with how people manifest and how successful they are. Okay? You got that part now, guys. So as you're doing your meditation, your chakra clearings, you can go through the process of saying Lam and do your pronunciations, which I think we're going to do. I was actually looking at some things here where I have a show coming up. We're actually going to go over that too. Chakra clearing, but going through chakra sounds and actually going through the meditation itself on the air to give everybody an ideal of how it works. Because what the book does is it gives you a line of things. It gives you a lot, like for the ground, for the root chakra, it's Lam. For the sacred chakra, it's Vam. And for the solar plex, it's Ram. The heart chakra, it's Yam. For the throat chakra, it's Ham. And then for the third eye chakra, it's Om. And then for your crown chakra, it's silence, which is good breathing. And breathing is another way, too, guys, to realize that we are psychic energy, okay? And that we can't direct it in the direction we want it to go into. It's like when I direct my energy, it's like opening up a line of communication with my angels. That's a lot of energy going back and forth. It's like a phone line just been opened up. That's your energy, but you're focusing on the energy. And once you open up that energy of focusing in the direction, then it has a tendency to come back to you, which opens up a conversation between you and your angels. So, but you are psychic energy. And there are, you know, when we talk about affirmations, a good affirmation is just to keep telling yourself, I am psychic energy. I am more than just this human body. Okay, so therefore, you are acknowledging the spirit, the soul, and which every physical, and you, to prove a point, if you look at the chakras themselves, we have a heart chakra, which is connected to the physical heart chakra, love, and we also have the third eye chakra, which is connected to the third eye. We also have ear chakras, depending on, I guess it depends on which book you read or whatever, but I feel like they do exist. I mean, if we have chakras because we have physical eyes and we have spiritual eyes. So the ideal is saying we don't have spiritual hearing and physical hearing, because we do have physical hearing. And I know for a fact that I do a lot of clairvoyance readings themselves, so to say they don't exist. So you see all those energies that are going around you, so you're just full of energy. And in the process of working with your chakras, you start learning how to focus that energy in the direction you want it to go into. So I hope you guys got that down. But also when you focus on like in the process, let me give you an example of what I was talking about before with the tones, like the root chakra. Go long and pronunciate that whole thing. But what you do is you breathe in through your nose, and then you breathe out through your mouth. But as you're breathing out your mouth, you go long, and then try to focus on your root chakra. If you can, take it to one step further and just focus as you breathe out. Focus that when you breathe out that you're actually... Or you can do it both ways. Focus when you breathe in through your nose, and imagine yourself breathing in through your root chakra. And then when you exhale, imagine yourself breathing out through your root chakra. So it's like you're cleansing, and then whatever's in there, you're breathing, and it's out. And then try to do the same thing with each one of your chakras. You're learning how to direct energy. If you're just a person that needs to take it down one more notch on that too, and just do some breathing exercises. I mean, I recommend to a lot of people, when you're meditating, just focus on your breathing. Focus on intentional breathing for about 10 or 15 minutes. It's a good way to get started. Just breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. You can, you know, what is it, maybe four, count to four, going in and then going back out. And there's a really good technique you should do, too, to really get the air out of your lungs, is to practice breathing in through your nose. And then when you breathe out, try to exhale all of the air out of your lungs. Because there has been a proven fact that when you work a lot with energy and that kind of stuff, sometimes we don't breathe properly to get all the stagnant air, oxygen, out of our system too. This will definitely increase things. It's almost like learning how to breathe. At one point you feel like when you start breathing really, you know, really intensely, really deep and strong, sometimes you do feel like you're getting a buzz. That's because you're clearing out the old and bringing in the new. In the process of bringing that new, not just oxygen, but also energy into your life, into your body, it makes the body think, whoa, it wants more of that. So just intensely think about that. Focus on that for at least 2 weeks. And then try the other techniques that you want. go back and check this out in the archives. Pick that information up any way you can and practice it. Practice it. You know, look at it. Do variations with it. What works for you? Maybe the idea of doing a strict meditation like that doesn't completely doesn't work for you. Well, then find out what does work for you. Maybe you have to take some things out. Maybe you have to change a couple of things with it. Don't be scared to work with it, because you definitely do have to find what works for you. Now, in the book here, we've gone over some stuff in the idea that your desires cannot be fulfilled in the outer world of experience and form unless you have the consciousness or the mental equivalence for them. So it's the ideal. In the process of doing these techniques, you can also do the same thing of focusing and opening up and asking questions as you're meditating. You know, why do I have a tough time getting money? Why do I have a tough time with relationships? And just be very still and listen to what you hear. But, and also, to give you an idea here too, okay, guys. Oh, Barbara's gone. Oh, that's right, because she had a thing to do. Well, Barbara, thank you for being here. I understand you had to duck out and do your little thing. So no problem. If anybody ever wants to call in and get a reading, the number here is 646-721-9031. If anybody in the chat room has a question and you want to sit and do the whole thing, then give us a call. If anybody wants to call in with a couple comments on what we're talking about here with the energy and the breathing and the idea of chakras and that kind of stuff and understanding what's going on, then call in. Love to hear from you. Amy, if you want to call in, either one of you. It's kind of funny right now. I have two Amys in the chat room. Either one of you guys feel like you want to call in, feel free to do so. Because, I mean, the idea of the energy is just focusing on energy. You know, when we talk about focus on energy coming from the ground or focus on energy coming down through your crown chakra, at that moment what you're doing is you're learning how to focus your energy in the direction you want to go in. And that's what we want you to do. Because the more that you become comfortable with doing that, then you understand that once you understand and take that direction, then you know what direction to always go in. So, I'm just... it's one of those things, I'm sorry guys. Sometimes this does take a lot of energy out of me. So let me take a pause here for a sec. I was trying to thank Barbara for being here by chatting something in the chat room, and then I spelled Barbara, Barbie, or like the Barbie, you know, like in Australia, the Barbie, like in the barbecue. So, taking a deep breather here, having a great time. Okay, so I'm serious, guys. Have you ever taken a deep breath before? So that'll give you like a preview of what it's all about, because you feel a whole lot better after taking a deep breath, don't you? I know I do. And seriously, that's what it's all about, guys. And that's what I want to see here. But I'll go over a couple more things in here to Bucky. I'm sorry. It's saying that, but an intellectual awareness alone does not have sufficient power to shape the outer picture. Your feeling nature must also be brought into play, which means feeling nature is the ideal of living your life. What feels natural to you? So if it doesn't feel natural to you, it's the ideal of practicing the techniques until it does, because it really doesn't take that long. If you open your mind up and just let your resistance down, you'll understand that you're just getting yourself reacquainted with something that you've always had. Okay, and then when the two are combined, a powerful reaction takes place in the subjective phase of mind, setting up a vibration that corresponds to the spiritual equivalence of fulfillment in your subconscious mind, superconsciousness. Superconsciousness, I look at the situation as being just subconsciousness and conscious mind working hand in hand, or when we sit there and talk about the two hemispheres of the brain working together. But also, it's, you know, the idea of what you can do. The one thing here, too, I like to explain to a lot of people, I've had a lot of questions on this, too. Now, you know, I keep saying this. Now, he says that you do not outline the way your desires is to be fulfilled. Do not be concerned with how your good is to come forth. You must trust the wisdom and integrity of the power, which is God. You have to, you know, that's faith. But I would, we also say faith is great, but take it one step further and say, I know, and I am enough. Be filled with a sense of thankfulness and gratitude that your desires are already fulfilled. They are in mind, because if you can actually imagine it, if you okay, in the process of focusing with your imagination, and you can see that in your mind, if you can see it, then it does exist. It's just the ideal of having faith or having that sense of knowingness until it does come into the visible. Okay, so it's in the invisible in the subconscious mind. What you're trying to do is bring it from there, laying down your resistance and letting it be, which becomes physical. Yeah, becomes invisible in the physical. Ooh. So you see how you focus your energy into your subconscious mind, into your imagination to create that picture. Then you want to take that energy, and some people focus on the throat chakra of sending out a golden ray, golden energy out through your chakra, out through your throat chakra, out into the universe. And when you do that, honestly, what you do is you let it go from your throat chakra. Imagine it going out into the world, touching every person on this planet until that energy travels clear around the planet and smacks you in the back of the head. That's a pretty powerful imagination, isn't it? Well, imagination is a foundation of manifestation. Of course it's a powerful one. But that's what you try to do. You're trying to get that feeling, that passion, that energy that you're sending out into the universe is real, to the point where it when it comes back to you, it overwhelms you. It's so powerful. But it also gives you a sense that right at that moment, if it's so real, then it's touched everybody in this world. The ideal of manifesting exactly what you've been focusing on becomes a reality as well. So, take it to the bank. Okay, guys, if you want to call in here and get a reading, the number is 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. Also, if you guys all want to sit there and jump in here and get some readings, great. Come on, let's do it. I know you guys are out there listening, so once you pop in the chat room, this talk, or pop into the queue and this talk on the phone. I'm just looking forward to doing some really great readings. That's what I love to do. I love to do some readings right now at this moment. So come on, guys, let's jump in here. Let's do it. Let's have some fun. Let's send out the energy. It's a positive thing, okay? Come to the show. We're having some great times here, and we're having fun. So that's all I want you guys to do, too, as well. So come on in. Let's have a chat. Let's all sit around the conference table. Let's all talk about this thing. It's all, you know, bring your coffee, bring your tea, whatever it is. Let's sit down. Let's talk. Let's do readings. The number here is not, I'm sorry, the number is 646-721-9031. Also, I have my Colorado Fund. So for every person who donates to the Colorado Fund and to support my show fund, help me get home. Help me to keep my show going, because I want to keep the format going on. And I actually want to start bringing in, like, you know, two or three other psychics, too, at least 3 days a week. And, you know, it's one thing, it takes a lot of research and that kind of stuff. So if you help me out, for every donation of $5 or more, you will receive a 5-card angel reading. And if you ever had one of these 5-card angel readings, it's about 30 minutes. So it's nothing, it's not too shabby. It's really great and very, very insightful. So check that out. And all I ask is when you donate your money to the show, that you just call me up and say, hey, I just donated this amount of money, and I would love to get one of those 5-card angel readings, and it's a done deal. We'll just schedule a time and get it done. And also, right now, if you guys take it to the streams and do some things here and say that you want to book a reading why I am here on the show, for every person who books a reading, calls my voicemail or leaves a message with me through my website, I will give you 10% off the other price I'm giving you right now, which is actually for people who call the show. It's $65 for a 60-minute session. It's $45 for a 30-minute session. It's $30 for a 15-minute session. And the reason I say it's off, because actually my regular prices right now are going for $125 for a 60-minute session, $75 for a 30-minute session, and $45 for a 15-minute session. So you have to drop off there. And also right now, like I was talking about before, I like working with kids and their gifts and their parents those situations. I'm really looking forward to doing more of those because I feel like those really help a lot. They're great tools to help the parents work with the children, or the children realize their own gifts and that kind of stuff. You know, it's like X-Men, I guess you'd say. I'm Dr. Xavier. So we're trying to help people out with that kind of situation. So if you are in a situation like that, I do have sessions for that too right now. And right now with my life coaching, my relationship counseling, and those sessions that we're having a special right now too as well. For 90-minute sessions, there's $175 for those. But right now, you call on the show, or even call me at all. Just as long as you have some connections to the show. If you call, and it's usually, like I said, $175 for a 90-minute session. Now you can get it for $125 for a 90-minute session. And also, if you book pre in advance, it will only be $333 for you. And if you sort of add that up yourself, just with the markdown of $125 for three sessions, that's still $375. And you're still getting a heck of a break on the whole thing, where it's $333. So, really, I urge you guys to take advantage of those things, because I love working and doing this kind of work, and I'm looking forward to working with each and every one of you. So, just get together and sit down. Also, if you want a person who wants to advertise on this show, go find how much it would cost on a show like this for advertising for a two-hour show, a three-hour show, and then get back with me, and I'll cut it in half. So call, and let's talk. If you want to sponsor the show, just give me a call. We'll sit down, have some coffee, and talk about the situation. So give me a call, 937-838-6337. That number again is 937-838-6337. Or you can contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So give me a call, and let's do it. You know, the whole thing is just one of those things of, I know for a fact I'm constantly donating things to charities, and, you know, I can't remember that one. It's about animals. I'm always donating to that one. I've actually donated to the police fund, which is really a stretch for me because I've had my encounters with when I was very young with the police that I've never really had a trust there. But it just it was one of those things that just came over me to do it, so I did it. So don't hold it against me. But like I said, for every person who donates $5 or more, you will receive a 5-card angel reading, no problem. So this, with the situation, I love to do some readings, guys. So therefore, it's all imagine in our minds. And let's use some focus here on manifestation ourselves. And let's manifest a full queue of no less than 10 people today. We got 42 minutes left in the show. It's 10:17 p.m. It's also March 3rd, 2011. It's a great day. It's Thursday. Because tomorrow, Friday, it's called Free Angel Card Reading Day. So come on. It's like, maybe actually the word is more, it's Free Angel Card Reading Friday. And we're also going to be here Saturday too, doing nothing but 3 hours of nothing but readings for you guys. So therefore, if it's one of those things you want to wait until Friday and Saturday when we can just exclusively work with you and that kind of stuff, doing the readings, that's fine too as well. Welcome you Fridays and Saturdays. So give us a call. If you don't want to wait, give me a call right now. 646-721-9031. And let's see what we can do with the situation and answer some questions for you. If you have some comments about the show, it would be great. I just want you to sit there and look at the situation and ask yourself, have you learned how to manifest and have you learned how to direct energy? Okay, if you're sitting there, ask yourself, are you focusing on, I'll give you an example. Are you sitting there thinking about something that's in the past? Like, I don't have any money. See, in the sense, you're actually still focusing on the past because you say, I still have no money. So in the past, you had no money. Now you're still focusing on not having money. So is it really a really far stretch to understand why you don't? So just take that energy, focus it forward, focus on the now. In the now, we sit there and take the time to ground ourselves. Ground, do some breathing techniques. Imagine yourself. I mean, shoot some people, if it was a little warmer outside, it would be a whole lot easier to have some visualizations. That's why I was recommending going and hugging trees. In the process of hugging a tree, we know what a tree does. We know how it's rooted into the ground, and we can use that imagination or that visualization to actually ground ourselves by doing the same thing, by rooting ourselves into the ground, which is what we're trying to do. We're trying to ground ourselves so So therefore, we are a better conductor of energy to direct it where we need to go. Okay, so use the tree. Put your arms around that tree. Give it a hug. Love that tree. But see, you're also focusing on grounding yourself. So at the same time, you're focusing on loving yourself. That's the key, guys. If you love yourself unconditionally, realistically, really, you should be attracting everything you love. Everything, everyone, every opportunity. And if you're not, you still have to sit there and take the moment to think about it. Focus on yourself and ask yourself, is the reason I'm missing pieces in my life because I'm missing myself? Those missing pieces in my life are missing pieces within me? Or maybe it could be simply that you think that you have missing pieces. When you just have to get reacquainted with that part of your life. Someone asked me one time before that in the process of being psychic and doing this kind of work, somebody asked me one day, do you ever wish that you were normal? My answer was, I'm sorry, dear, I am normal. Because I use everything in my life. I use all my abilities. I take advantage of all my gifts, all my techniques, everything about me I use all the time. This would give you an idea of what I believe, that we have psychic abilities and all these other things. This is just a part of us too. So maybe the thing that you're missing in your life of trying to attract those opportunities, those people, and those kind of stuff, it could be the idea of focusing on you and realizing that you're not really using your intuition and you're not really listening to your angels and your guides to actually have these situations happen spontaneously and quickly and to have those missing pieces back in your life. You also have to realize that those missing pieces might be because you think you're missing it too and you don't deserve it. Once you say, I do deserve it, then that, in a sense, those spaces are being filled at that moment with you, of realizing that you are a whole, complete person. Okay? See, when you say to take the ideal, see, we're looking at this thing going, a powerful reaction takes place in the subjective phrase of mind, setting up a vibration corresponding to the spiritual equivalent of fulfillment in the subconscious mind. Okay, so you can't get there by just being intellectual. Your intellectual awareness alone does not have sufficient power to shape the outer picture. Your feeling nature must also be brought into play, which means realizing that you are energy. So you take the mind, which actually gives you the mental picture of what you're trying to do, and then you realize that your body is what's going to bring it into existence. What I mean by that is your body has to be on the same frequency as what you're trying to manifest. Okay? So put in your mind, this is the outcome that I would like to have. Okay? Ask and you shall receive. Like it says in the Bible, you have not because you ask not. So ask. That's the first part of manifestation, isn't it? Ask. So this is what I want. And then you just do the other thing. See, we were talking about Jesus was a prime example because he already knew what he needed to do. And he knew his life path. So he came here and we could look at the situation of where's the asking part. Maybe the ideal is Jesus saw a situation and he wanted to manifest a way of helping us understand what would be a great way to do that, to get us to see ourselves for what we are and to see who we're connected to. If it wasn't a spiritual man, a perfect spiritual man, to realize that if he can do it, then I can do it. So therefore he had to manifest that lifetime to sit down as an example to everybody else, to give them something to go by where they can actually realize it. They can accomplish the same thing. So maybe he asked to be brought into human form. Because if you think about it, with all the texts out there talking about that we basically do have a contract that we agreed to come down here and do that. So therefore, did we not ask to be here? It sure seems like we did. So therefore, then more likely Jesus did too. He asked to be here. So ask and you shall receive. So he received the opportunity to come here to show you that in the process of asking, to show you that, like with Jesus in life and death, the idea of looking at of dying on the cross and all the things that he went through is to realize that he could have jumped from one right into the spiritual. But it's like showing people on this earthly plane that going through those things, once you get to the part where Jesus rose from the dead, you look back at it like it was an illusion to get where you're supposed to be and to be who you're supposed to be, which you always was. You just had to go through things in the process of death. And we look at this in the tarot cards too, that death means basically out with the old and in with the new. So that's why I look at it as a very strong manifestation, because, you know, we don't worry about it. We sit or ask. We live our lives, which is the path that we've chosen, and the process of following that path. If we stick to it, we know exactly what's going to happen, which, by opening our minds and realizing that, we're prepared for what's going on. These are just little trivial things that we go through to learn. But in the process of, like Jesus and his death, isn't it really, realistically, when you're trying to manifest something, you're trying to come to a realization and let go of the past, which is a death in itself, to open the door to rebirth, to getting exactly where you were in the first place, which is a spiritual being, living a spiritual life. Because if you sit here and look at the situation too, because basically Jesus did ascend into the heavens, but he still had his physical body because he showed everybody what had happened to him with the injuries on his body and that kind of stuff. I guess that was just the idea of showing that, yeah, I was here. These things did happen. But now you see me now in the way I am. I have risen from the dead, which is basically when we finally shrug off the past in favor of what we really do want. We realize it was something. The reason we wanted it in the first place was because it was something in us telling us that was who we was, and we wanted it. So we go with the situation. It's great, isn't it? Energy, energy, energy. So okay, guys, hop in here and let's get some readings done. Let's do it now. But excuse me. Let's see. Oh golly, everybody's leaving. Well, it's Thursday. We're just gonna look at it like this. Everybody's gonna show up on Friday and Saturday, and we're gonna have a great time. Until that, we're still having a great time. We still got 32 minutes, and people are gonna start showing up right now. I can see it. The queue is going to be filled with 10 people. Chat room is going to be filled, so we can actually have people to type to. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. If anybody feels free to feel like they want to call in, just have a comment about the show itself, or maybe say, hey, let's move on to something else. Hey, feel free to do so. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. Love to hear from each and every one of you. Love to do some readings right now. Love to do what I got to do. I'd love to do that. The one thing it says in this book, it says, be active. If you just sit around and wait for your good to fall on your lap may be far removed from the point of contact and channel that the power has selected specifically for the outpouring of your good. Just sit there and say that you're in a situation and you want to move, and you're wondering how come you're still where you're at. But you've imposed a lot of things on that. Like I would move just as long as I have a place, I have an apartment, I have a vehicle, and all these other things. When in reality, the things that you're trying, that you want, were not meant to happen, and the manifestations you have. And you've already put it out there, and the manifestation said, no, what's going to happen is you're going to get that apartment cheaper if you go there. You're going to get a vehicle in the area that you want to be at cheaper. But you need to let down your resistance to let that happen. If you're going to still focus on saying, well, I have to have those now before I can go anywhere, that's the thing that's holding you back. And you still have a resistance up because you're still afraid. You're still there's still a fear there that you're making excuses because it's still the unknown. And what the angels are trying to get you to do is say, what is the possibility that what you're looking for is not here, but you're still waiting for it to happen here, when you need to move forward and go? You have all the means to go where you need to go. It's just you letting down that resistance to let that happen. So if you keep imposing, no, I need that apartment now. I need that car right now. That is what's holding you back. You will not let down. Because we saw about the first part here where it says you must make a definite decision to accept the fulfillment of your desires. That means you have to really, you have to make a definite decision. Okay? Ask for it. Let go. You know, it's amazing how people sit and say, I'm going with the flow, but I have to have those two things first. That is not going with the flow. Going with the flow is to realize that it's all going to take care of itself. All the situations are going to fall into place. All the pieces that you need to happen, they're going to fall into place when they need to fall into place. But if you still got that resistance or that attachment to it, you know, you can't let these things, the more attached you are to it, the more you restrain it from actually maturing into the manifestation that you want it to be. When you let go completely and let it go, then everything's happened. So it's saying be active. Be active means you've asked for it. Now get yourself in the sense of knowing it's going to happen, that you know it beyond the shadow of a doubt, and go live your life. Go on. Go forward and watch yourself. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. That's what it is, isn't it? You know, people talk about these things all the time. I mean, for example, when I was living in Wisconsin, I wanted to go to Colorado. All I did was I said, I'd love to go to Colorado. Never thought about it from that point on. Okay? I was working for a psychic line, which I didn't like working for. Didn't know why I was working for it, but for some reason I felt like it was one of the steps. So I just followed through, like I always do. I followed through and worked for this company. And even in the sense of word, the lady was not too... didn't really want to hire me either. And in the course of talking to her and basically talking to her, that she said, okay, no problem. So we did the situation. In the process of doing that, I met this lady named Kim. And a week after I basically said I'd love to move to Colorado, I done like 2 or 3 readings for her, and she contacted me and said, how would you like to come to Colorado? Now, at that moment, I about dropped the phone. Really. So I said, yes, I'd love to. Now, this is the point, okay? Now, before I said, if you're expecting certain things to happen, okay, but they're going to happen somewhere else, then you're holding yourself back. But, see, in the process of doing this, what I did was the lady was talking. I was talking, okay, the first part is I let go. And then this opportunity came across my lap and said, this woman asked me if I want to go to Colorado. Now this is the time to ask, and you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. I sat there and told her flat out that I had no money to travel. I had requirements that I wanted a place to stay. I had to have a place. I had to have a job. And I had to have money to travel with. And I said, if you could solve those problems for me, then I have no problem coming to Colorado. Now see, I sat there and put it out there. I said I had no problem with how she accomplished those things. Just as she, it's just one of those things, if she fulfilled those things, then I have no problem coming to Colorado. So I was leaving it open, and I was talking to probably the vehicle that was going to manifest that for me. You see what I'm saying? I was asking, but if you're going to sit there and expect these things just to happen, in some sense of the word, where there's you're being guided to take certain actions and you're not taking those actions, then it probably won't happen. If you're a person who's sitting there, for example, you just got your tax check, you don't want to be where you're at, You don't want to be where you're at, okay? And the only thing you keep telling yourself is, I need this, I need that, da 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 da. Before I go anywhere, ask yourself, angels, if I went down and just started heading that way, or found another way of getting the transportation I needed to get there, lead me in that direction. If I am holding on to, okay, if I'm supposed to go there and get an apartment, if I'm supposed to go there to get a cheaper vehicle, give me the answer of what I should do in that situation. You know, you're asking, you know, in some sense, what people do ask a lot of questions, so, okay, why am I still here? And they keep saying, well, it's you, and you're not getting it. Okay, ask the question, okay, is it me because I'm holding on to these two things that I want to happen before I go, that are going to happen when I go? And open yourself up to the answer. What do you hear? Take a deep breath and just go, okay, what do I hear? All righty? We just got a donation from the Dream Team 1. Thank you for that donation. I really appreciate that. And if you want to take in consideration of getting a 5-card angel reading, just let me know. If you are that particular person that is in my queue right now, if you could push 1, I'd love to bring you on the air. And I feel like you have a lot to offer, too, as well, on your side of the story of how this manifestation thing works. If you really want to talk, it's fine. If you don't, you can just keep listening, but be happy to have you on the show. And I'm just saying, if that's what it is, ask yourself, what's up? Hey, what's up? If you get the message, go. That's pretty straightforward. Go, which means more than likely what you just ask, and you're saying, is this holding me back? More likely, yes is the answer, because now it's telling you to go. So get up, get on, and get down the road. Okay? Pack up that stuff, put it in that freaking U-Haul, and hit the road. I mean, you're sort of thinking about the whole thing. Maybe it's the ideal. If you let down resistance and say, okay, if I have to get those two things when I get to where I'm going, then maybe the ideal of the vehicle that you're looking for to get there, like a U-Haul or whatever it is, I have a funny feeling that opportunity is going to open up for you, and it's going to be sitting there for you tomorrow. Okay? And any kind of situation or scenario that you're talking about, just let down your resistance and see what happens. And when I say don't let down your resistance, I mean, if you're arguing with people because you're not happy to be there and that kind of stuff, try to find a happy place. To be constantly happy, 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 happy. No matter what anybody's doing in the outer world. Because realistically, whatever's happening to you in some kind of disrespect, lack of communication or something, usually can be traced back to you. So if people are not listening to you, maybe in the sense of the word, you're not listening to yourself. If you're not getting respect, maybe you're not respecting yourself. If there's no consideration of your opinions, maybe you're not listening to your own opinions and doing what you need to do. You know, focus. If you're sitting there and saying, well, somebody keeps telling me to focus on certain aspects of certain things that are going on, or somebody keeps telling you that, say you're in the midst of writing a book or something like that, and you do a show of your own, and it keeps saying to you, go back in the archives. More than likely, what it's doing is directing you in a course to find the information to write your book. So these are the things of listening to that energy. But also taking those meditations in the morning and feeling your vibration go up when you're doing your meditations or doing your breathing exercises. Clearing your mind. If you can take a chance and say it's only like 30 or 40 degrees outside and you can actually go outside and check out some stuff. Hug a tree. Take a walk or something like that. You know, don't make an excuse. Sometimes the ideal is just bundle up and go out and get yourself outside. Because in the process of going outside, you're reconnecting with Earth, life. But you're also connecting to God's beauty, which also reflects back to your beauty. You see the connection, how they connect to each other? Everything and everything and everyone and everything on this planet, you're all connected. Get outside. Take a deep breath. That will connect you quicker than anything else. Once you're connected and everything's going good and you do it on a regular basis, more likely you're going to see some really positive things going on in your life. Alrighty? So, with the situation, sounds cool, right? I love it. So, you know, it's one of those situations of just taking it on. And I'm just saying, any kind of way you could do it to connect with your life, and it's like you keep hearing it over and again. I'm really sorry for everybody out there with the show because I changed it to 9 o'clock. I think I should have sent out some more awareness of what that's all about. So we'll get better on that, and we'll start sending invitations out on a regular basis to get that done. But right now, I'm going to take like a three minute break, and we shall be back. So if you guys would all take and listen to the music itself, relax. It's a nice grounding meditation. I'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll be right back. I feel so calm, don't you guys? I mean, that was just get you to the root of things, doesn't it? And it's a very strong grounding meditation, and it's actually from a company that I've been talking about on the air lot, which is called HemiSync, and that's HemiSync. It's actually called Monroe Products. HemiSync. HemiSync is actually a product of the Monroe Products. HemiSync is. It's a tone underneath it. It's music on a CD, and it has a tone underneath the music. It sends out a tone as you're wearing headsets. But actually, when the brain hears it, it helps the brain use both hemispheres to work together, which gives intense concentration and focus. Now, if you want to check out these, get you a catalog, or just go out and check out the website itself, that is www.hemi, that's HEMI, -sync.com. Oh, I did find the information now, so you can actually call them directly if you like to. That's the number is 1-800-541-2488. Again, that number is 1-800-541-2488, or you can call them straight through on another number, which is 434-263-8692. That number again is 434-263-8692. And that 800 number again is 1-800-541-2488. Check them out. They're open weekly, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern. Those are some great CDs. I got 4 or 5 of those. And if you listen to that music that you just heard, that's off a CD by HemiSync called Chakra Journey. And what it is, it's got eight tracks on it. The first seven are for the chakras. And the eighth one, which is one you were just hearing, is actually the one for grounding. So you see how they put the two together? You got your chakras and your grounding, and the whole thing goes on, doesn't it? And then it just opens up a new world for you. So check those out. I have CDs I actually listen to when I go to bed. I have things I listen to in the morning. And there's actually a called Banquet Garden that I listen to. I do readings and kind of things like that. It just intensifies your focus and that kind of thing. And if you're focusing on projects and things like that, these CDs are really great for that too. Where you have that music in the background, and it just seems to help you focus on exactly what you're trying to accomplish. And you're just using what you already have and tapping into that. And the music and the frequencies are helping you do that. So it's all about you. So check it out. Do what you got to do. All right, guys. We've still got 14 minutes here. So if anybody wants to get a reading, we're doing angel card readings, past life readings, tarot card readings, whatever it is that you would like to get an answer on, just give us a call. Number 646-721-9031. If anybody in the chat room has any questions, there are so many of you, that'd be great. Right now I have this thing that says, donate to the Colorado Fund and support my show, Fund, and help me get home. Help me to keep the show going, to expand and to bring more entertainment and more teaching sessions to you, more opportunities to have those readings done and those questions and that kind of stuff. So therefore, you know, for every donation of $5 or more, I will give you a five card angel reading. So it's one of those win-win situations, isn't it? So take advantage of that and just pop right in there and take care of it. You know, it's like you could help me out, get home. I could help you with the answers to your questions. I mean, this five card angel card readings, they are really intense. You know, it's like I have the seven card angel card reading. I have a five and a three. You know, and the reason there's variations in the whole thing because people do have variations in times that they have to give to me for reading, so I made it easier for them too as well. So it's constantly working toward making things more convenient so you can get the information that you need. So therefore, there you go. So check it out. That is the Colorado Fund and Support My Show Fund. Like I said, help me get home, help me to keep the show going, help me to expand so I can actually give more back to you. And for every donation of $5 or more, you will receive a five-card angel reading. So thank you. Light and love to everyone and each and every one of you guys. So jump in there and take advantage of that. I also do private readings too as well. So if you want to take a private and get a 60-minute session, that is $65. And right now, if you call during the show and book a reading with me, or leave a message on my voicemail or through my website, you will get an additional 10% off. And I also have three variations. So we have 60-minute sessions at $65. We have 30-minute sessions at $45, and we have 15-minute sessions at $30. So jump on those things and book your reading now because you'll get an extra 10% off. Right now, also with my life coaching sessions, which are 90 minutes, and my relationship counseling sessions are 90 minutes, and also working with families with gifted children, those are 90-minute sessions, and they usually go for $175 per session. But right now, for a special to the people who call the show and that kind of thing, it's $125. And the people who have the gift of children, too, that $125 goes no matter how you get to me. And if you book three sessions in advance, that'll be $330. And if you take the $125 and you sit there and you add it up three times, you'll get $375. So you see, you're still getting a break on the break that you're already getting in the first place. So I'm trying to make it as easy and as convenient as possible, because I really want to work with you guys. And I love doing this kind of work. So therefore, give me a call at 937-838-6337. And let's work together. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And this make a difference in this world. Okay, guys? Working together, that's what it's all about. And with the situation, like I said before, you know, we got 11 minutes. 11 minutes, guys. Let's all make a wish on that. And let's all focus right now on the leaven of being what we want to be and see what happens in the, you know. Since Friday is the end of the week, what we got going on here is the ideal of manifestations and repetition. Wrap it. And also, I was saying before with the situation of check out some other shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Check out Cupid's Psychic Aim, which is on Tuesdays and Fridays, I think, at 10 Eastern. Great show. Great reader, Amy Rose. Love that. She's just very kind and compassionate, and I love her readings. And I've actually gotten a reading myself from her, so check her out. That's Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Also, I have a friend of mine that I haven't brought on the show for a while, but her name is Doreen. No, I think it's Doreen. Anyway, she has, I have a friend of mine who has a show here on Block Talk Radio called The Adored Angel Show. Desiree, sorry. Her shows are every night at 8, I think it's either 8 or 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. Every night she's on, and check her out. She's a very talented reader. She does angel readings, so I recommend you really check out that show. It's a great show. Okay, and I have a show here on weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern called The Missing Spiritual Link. And right now we're kind of like in a thing where I'm trying to sit down and talk about the situation itself. But as far as I know, that show is going to be around until the end of the month. And then we're going to take some steps there to see what we're going to actually do with the show itself. And then go from there. But until then, it's in the mornings. It's 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Well, I'm sorry, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So check it out. Also, this show here is on 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Monday through Thursday, it's from 9 to 11. And on Fridays and Saturdays, it's from 9 to 12. So check that out. And if you ever really do want a reading and that kind of stuff, just jump in there and take care of the whole situation, all right? All right. And I think we have a caller. So this, hello. You had your hand up for a minute there. I wasn't too sure.
Yes. I have a question.
Okay.
About your show, The Spiritual Mr. Link.
Yes.
And can you explain on that show? Is it Mrs. Link like spelled out, or is it like a link I can click on to get to your show? In the
no,
morning.
That's the name of the show. Missing Spiritual. It's called The Missing Spiritual Link, as in a missing piece.
Okay.
Okay. But if you check on that thing on Block Talk Radio, it'll probably, you know, you spell out L-I-N-K with the rest of that, and it'll pop right in there for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm hello. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. And who might you be? Is this Amy?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm fine. And how
Thank
am I?
Thank you for the plug, Donnie. That's so sweet.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, no problem. Anytime. You know, you got anybody else's show you want to plug on the show, go right ahead. I'm just sitting here talking to myself going, you know, I think that I really didn't get a lot of response tonight, but then again, I didn't really put a really good response out saying, okay, we changed the time of the show. But I just felt like when the links, you know, they automatically sent emails to everybody anyway. I just thought
Right.
So I was like, but no problem. We'll go on Twitter and MySpace and those places, and we'll hit it real good this time. We'll make sure that you guys know exactly what's going on, because I think you're really missing out on a lot of good information, this great teaching format here and that kind of stuff. And like I said, I want everybody to check out here. Hopefully in the next week I'm going to have this Wiz IQ thing up and going and offering where you can actually have these teaching sessions with me one-on-one.
That's great.
Yeah, because I'm trying not to really feed a lot into it, so I'm not really know how to. I don't know how to have the conversation. Okay, I don't want to mention it. I don't want to verbally say it, but there's a lot of things right now where it feels like you can feel the screeching of the brakes, and you're wondering when they're going to kick back in again and go, okay, this has been a week that has, I've been really, I would love to do 24 readings this week. And I still feel very hopeful by Sunday that I would definitely get those in. But right now, it's been kind of quiet. I would say it that way.
Yeah, people are still in recovery phase from the holidays, you know, depending on how far out they went, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's like that for everybody, I think, right now. I mean, mm-hmm. I know today was a little bit busy for me, but It just started picking up, actually. So
right.
I would definitely tell yourself. I know it's funny, on my show, you were on the show last time we had the show. What was that, Tuesday or Friday?
Friday.
Or Tuesday, whatever it was.
It was Tuesday because you changed the time, yes.
Someone had sent a donation in, and I thanked her for it, and she said, oh, you're welcome, and I know you're going to get so many more. It was like a manifestation conversation, you know? She said, I know you're going to get
this,
so much more tonight. And I said, yeah, I agree. They're on the way, you know? They're on the way. And we got three more that night. So I would just keep telling yourself that. It's on the way. I'm just not physically connected to the 24 readings yet. They're on their way.
I'm open to receive.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I was sitting there telling the guy on my show last night, and he was sitting there saying that too. I'm trying to say this guy's name. I hate these four names, guys. But
Emin or Iman?
Oh, no, he was over last week, but this guy's name is spelled B-A-S-A-Y-D-A. Beseda. Beseda.
Oh, wow.
Beseda, yes. Beseda was on the show last night. I was sitting there going, money comes easily and frequently. He goes, that's good, but you're not really telling the universe where to send the money to. You're just saying indirectly, money comes easily and frequently. But the universe might take it as you're saying about everybody, but you're not really specifically saying it for yourself. I said, okay, cool. What can I do? And he said, well, just change it to me. Money comes easily and frequently to me. I'm like, why didn't I think of that? Boy, I feel sheepish. But, you know.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it was so simple, you know, and it was kind of freaking me out, all kind of thing. So with the situation with the show format tonight, I mean, did you like what was being said, and did it make you...
To be honest with you, I know you had Barbara, but I was still on a client call, so I've been logged in, but I didn't stop reading until, I don't know, about 9:45.
That sucks.
But, I know, it happens. Like, I just want to be present, you know, but sometimes I can't listen either, you know, because I'm on the phone or... Then I had team calls after that, so I've been like, I don't know, just trying to get to listen, you know?
With the team calls.
And Barbara was already gone when I was, you know, able to turn up the volume and actually listen.
Oh, okay, no problem. Yeah, I was sitting there going, I knew she had to leave in an hour. And she was like, she called me up earlier, and she's like, oh, when did you switch the show back to 9? I'm like, yesterday? And I said, as soon as I got down my bath, I was going to give you a call. But it seems like I got in the bathtub and everybody started calling me. I guess I was pretty grounded, huh? Getting a lot of signals. But I was just like, man, you know? The situation we had on the air when we first came on the show was about a certain girlfriend of mine who was... some of her readings, Barbara just comes like right back and said, okay, when are you going to get to the realization, which is the realization you already had, that it wasn't working? I'm sitting there going, was this a way of getting me back for not telling you that I changed the time of the show? Is this a zinger, you know? And she was like, yeah. I'm zapping you right now.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We have a minute left in the show. I just want to sit to her and say thank you, everybody. Thank you for all the donations. Thank you for everybody who's listening. Thank you, everybody, because it's been awesome, and I want to keep it going. I can see it happening. It's great, and I don't see myself going anywhere anytime soon. So thanks, everybody out there, for all the support and all the listening and all the donations to the show. So, like I said before, let's all work together and let's go out there and basically send out the love. Because I guarantee you guys, if everybody on this planet gave, everybody would receive. You know, it's an awesome thing
Absolutely.
To think about.
Absolutely.
So, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And tune in tomorrow. It's free Angel Card Reading Friday. Kick in there. Have a good time. I mean, I have a good time, but I can only have a good time to show up, okay? But I'm pretty sure I can keep myself entertained anyway. But we'll figure it out from there on. But we'll be looking forward to each and every one of you guys out there, because I know tomorrow it's going to be nothing but a full queue of 20 people, no less. And people are going to be in the chat room talking about the Bible, which I'm not going to let it bother me.
It's full moon new moon tomorrow in Pisces.
Oh, did you write your check out?
Yeah, I did. Check's out. It's already there. Forgot about it. Done.
Yeah, because I said, hey, guys, write your new moon checks out. If you know what that is, you know something, you should have been here and gotten my cue. I could have told you all about it. But for the people out there who get the cue in the chat room, It's a very easy check. You just get your check, get your checkbook out, your checkbook, write it to yourself, put down a little thing where it says money thing, say in full, and then write it out in full, okay? And then sign it, the law of abundance. And then put it, I put it into my laptop because that's where I do all my work, my financial stuff. Yeah, so I put it, that's where I did it. So find one of those places and do that. We're no longer streaming. I really, now I feel so, well, you know, the energy just went down on me. But I love doing the freaking show and that kind of stuff. I am kind of like freaked out when people don't show up. But I feel like there's a bunch of people out there listening. I'm not too bad about the whole thing.
And right.
I actually did go to, I went to this one, the website called 1000 Mics. And I really have a hard time recommending that site to anybody because it seems like it's really for people who are just wanting to play around. Because I got an email from somebody, or someone in the chat room said that Block Talk Radio format is for people who are just new to be, you know, like they're new psychics. It's a great place to get experience. Block Talk Radio is a great place to get experience so you can get a real radio show and that kind of stuff. I'm sitting there going, wow. That's kind of belittling it just a little bit, don't you think? I think Block Talk Radio is a whole lot more than that because I was telling some people in the line, I was sitting there going, do you realize that a lot of our listeners are international too? And they didn't know
right.
that. So I'm sitting there going, I think sometimes you guys should do just a little bit of research before you come in here and give me those little topics. Like we was on your show, and we're telling everybody, do not give us statistics on how hard it is to win the lottery. That's not what we're doing here. What our objective is to win. And
absolutely.
And what they still do, we still got statistics in the freaking chat room going, boy, you guys are really working on that manifestation thing, aren't you? But what are you guys trying to manifest? Okay, I think you're trying to manifest more disappointments. You actually get mad and say, I didn't win the lottery. Doesn't surprise me any, Mr. Statistics. You know, I had this the other day. Some lady said this to me. She said that she felt like living together was the next step in a relationship. And I said, and she said, I read a book today. It said that actually people who live together have a higher rate of divorce than people who don't. And she was looking
wow.
at me going, she said, why is that? I said, well, my opinion is when people go into living together, they're calling it a trial or a trial and error. Okay, so they're, in a sense, what their mind hears at that moment is, I really don't have a lot of faith in this, but let's just see if it works anyway. So, but people, because she was asking me, she goes, have you known anybody who just got married like 2 days after meeting each other or 2 weeks and they're still together? I said, yeah, I do. But I think it's perception. Those people who stay together for 50 and 60 years, when they got together, they just had in their mind that this is the person I want to be with. I realize there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. A lot of times we might not like each other and those kind of things, but I'm willing to do that with you and live life. So this could live life. They live their lives and live their relationships. And when you see these people, they're so much into each other, they don't worry about anything else if it's not going to be.
Right.
They're always focused on the B part. So she goes, and she said, she was so dead bent on that living together was the next thing, but after I got in talking to her, she said, now I got something to think about. I was like, well, good. Now go out there and think
That's
about
awesome.
What you want to do. Yeah. And I told her before, I said, I'm not saying that you can't find a proven case where someone has lived together and had a very long relationship and they're still married. Because, you know, like you said, the statistics say that they have a higher rate of divorce, but it didn't say they all get divorced. Which I was the other day? How can we can't focus on percentages on the good part and try to make that percentage that's low the higher one compared to the one that's
right.
already at the high? You know, like people say 97% of men, abusive men, cannot be changed, but there's still 3%. So why can't we work on the 3% and increase it to 97% and then give us a positive outlook on the situations? Because, you know, that's a big percentage, but it also has a label on it. If we take the label off, the limitations go off too as well. Okay. So, Amy, with the situation in your life and that kind of stuff, I mean, things seem to be going pretty awesome in your life too, right?
Things seem to be going pretty well.
Awesome.
Yeah, everything's always good, you know. I try and look at it that way. No matter what's going on, it's always good. Always.
Always finding the positive in every situation, huh?
Exactly. Trying to. I mean, I can bitch and moan, but, you know, does it do any good? No. Does it help me attract anything I want? Absolutely not. So there's no point in it, you know?
I don't know. You spoke your mind pretty hardly, and the next thing you know, there's this big chain reaction that's happening now when you was on your show. So that was pretty cool. You're right.
Yeah,
absolutely. It didn't happen at the moment you wanted it to, but it did happen. So maybe there's a
exactly.
learning lesson in there, too. When you let it go, what happened? That's when you got it. It was when you were kind of holding on to it, screaming, oh, my God, you know. And I understand, too, because I was like, because people were sitting there going, they said, you were saying the same thing, but you're a little bit nicer. I'm like, okay, I was a little bit nicer, but I was still saying the same thing.
Right.
Okay, thank you for picking that up. So I wonder, was you really hearing what I said? Or was you just listening to the tone of my voice? Which makes a lot of sense, too, because you've been in situations before. It does seem like when you get angry, people have a tendency to shut down.
Well, or passionate, and it depends on where they're at in their lives, because someone can perceive anger and really, you know, maybe they have a problem with people getting angry, or maybe they have a problem with someone speaking their truth or being confident. Maybe they're a little bit lacking in self-esteem. Maybe they're somebody who doesn't feel comfortable speaking their truth. So when I do, I feel I'm passionate, but you think I'm angry. And I think that's confused a lot of the time. You know, I'm just a confident person who's got a solid foundation within myself. So if I come across and say something passionately,
no,
it can sound to someone else like it's anger.
Yeah, like I said before.
So it really depends on our own mentality and what we've got going on emotionally as to how we perceive others emotionally. And I think that's where a lot of problems come in relationships.
No,
but
I
got a
work
call, Donnie. I got to go. I will call you
Thank
later.
You. Okay, no problem.
Thank you. It was a great show.
Thank you, Amy. Bye-bye. You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
I'm going. Thank you guys for all being here. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And give us a call. Everybody show up tomorrow. And let's have a great, awesome show. Because we are going to have a great, awesome show. 20 people are going to show up. In the queue, and the chat room is going to be full. Everybody talking. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. We're going to love every minute of it. So, see you then. Y'all have a great night.